Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 15th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. EU regulators announced they'll approve Microsoft's $69 billion bid to buy Activision Blizzard after Microsoft said rival companies would have continued access to games developed by Activision, such as Call of Duty. The deal is nowhere near being a sure thing, though, since the US's Federal Trade Commission and Britain's Competition and Markets Authority have both moved to block the acquisition in recent months on the grounds that it would hinder competition, particularly in cloud gaming. Microsoft is fighting both of those actions. A new pilot project by the Transportation Security Administration is testing out facial recognition technology at 16 airports across the U.S. Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, Orlando, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, San Jose, and two airports in Mississippi. A traveler scans their driver's license or passport, then a camera on a tablet-sized screen takes their photos to compare it to their ID. A TSA officer is present to sign off on the screening. Travelers are informed that their photo will be taken as part of the pilot, but they can also opt out if they'd like. Hardware startup Telly has designed a 55-inch 4K HDR TV with a built-in soundbar and a second screen that's mounted underneath. That second screen displays a mix of widgets and advertisements, and they can't be disabled, though it's not totally clear how Telly is enforcing that. The second screen stays lit up when movies or TVs are playing, but at a lower brightness than when you're just in browsing mode. Curiously, Telly says it will ship 500,000 free units this year and opened up a waitlist for anybody who's interested in getting one. Telly hasn't built smart TV software into the television. It ships with an Android TV streaming dongle, which users can plug into one of the TV's three HDMI inputs. Telly's Android-based OS only controls the ads and interactive features on that second screen. The TV also includes a camera and microphone for video chats and voice commands. As Apple's June 5th WWDC keynote event fast approaches, Ming-Chi Kuo passes along that a mixed reality headset announcement is highly likely and that the company is well prepared to unveil it. This is notable because Kuo previously said Apple had pushed back production on the headset to the third quarter of this year and that the device might not be introduced at WWDC at all. Pricing has been pegged around $3,000, could be a tough sell for general consumers, but possibly the right device for developers, content creators, and professionals. Apple reportedly told suppliers it expects sales of 7 to 10 million units during the first year. Over the weekend, Engadget reported one of its readers said that their Pixel 6 Pro had started overheating and excessively draining its battery and suspected that the issue was coming from a May 12th update to the Google app. Users on Reddit and Google support forums are reporting similar issues, apparently even after factory resets or reverting to an older version of that Google app. Wiz has launched a new home monitoring feature that combines motion sensing from its light bulbs with its indoor security camera to send you alerts. The bulbs use a system that detects changes in Wi-Fi signal strength to detect motion. So the bulb knows if somebody's there, and then the camera can let you see what's happening. To take advantage of the new feature, Wiz is offering a home monitoring starter kit, which includes three bulbs and a camera for €160 starting June 15th. No U.S. price for the bundle yet, but the camera is coming on its own for $70 to the U.S. later this month. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is quite popular in the UK. It recorded the largest physical game launch of the year in the UK so far, with the best week one physical sales of any Zelda game in UK's history. Hogwarts Legacy was the previous number one game and is now in second place, with Star Wars Jedi Survivor in third. Adult communities often want to allow legal but also adult images on Reddit, things that aren't safe for work. In the past, you could host images on Imgur, but with Imgur tightening restrictions against adult content, Reddit is stepping up to the plate. If a community is set as 18 or over, it can now allow NSFW images to be uploaded from the desktop directly to Reddit, although this feature has already been available on mobile. And finally, privacy-focused browser Brave announced a new forgetful browsing feature that prevents sites from keeping track of you each time you visit that site. Forgetful browsing mode will clear cookies on your chosen sites, plus data in local storage and the cache when you close that tab, so you aren't re-identified the next time you visit the same site. Brave browser users can turn on forgetful browsing in their settings menu, with the default being global, unless they specify a specific list of sites. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane, and thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.